a pants, jacket, and vest.
Okay, another word for jacket.
Sports coat.
Okay. I'm looking for one word, a preposition. Just fill in the blank. You might say, that jacket has fancy buttons, blank it.
On it.
Okay. What do you call these things that farmers like to wear? They have straps and a bib?
Overall?
Mm-hmm. Okay, this verb. If you've left something at home inadvertently, and a little boy comes running to you with it, he might say, here, I've your coat.
Brought.
Okay. Or you might say, please, me that.
Hand me that? Well, give me
word,
that?
Same word. I brought you that. Please, me that.
What?
Okay, please, me that.
Give me that?
Well, I'm working with the word we've already got, brought. I brought you that.
Please bring me that.
Right, okay. He me that an hour ago.
Brought me that an hour ago.
Okay. This word, I might say, well, that coat won't fit this year, but last year it perfectly.
Fit.
Okay. And if I need to buy a new, well, if my old Sunday clothes are all worn out, I might say, I need to go to town to buy me a
new wardrobe.
Okay, or another word besides wardrobe.
New coat?
Well, if it's the whole thing. It's
new suit.
Okay. What would you say your pockets do if they've got, if you've got a lot of stuff in your pockets?
Bulge.
Yeah, okay. And this verb, if you put a shirt in water that's too hot for it, it's going to do what?
Shrink.
Yeah, you put it in hot water and it
shrinks.
Okay. Everyone I've done like that has
shrunken.
Okay. What would you say a girl likes to do if she's spending a lot of time in front of a mirror before she goes out on a date?
Prep.
How would you, the girl?
It's prepping.
Okay. What if a boy is doing the same thing?
Another term.
Would you say a boy is prepping?
I don't know.
Okay.
That's all. Right, that's all.
What would you call the thing that women carry all of their stuff around in with them?
Purse.
Alright. Would you have a name for a small thing that you keep changing?
Wallet.
And something that you might wear around your wrist, that's a...
bracelet?
Mm-hmm.
Watch?
And around your neck.
Necklace?
Or...
no?
Would you ever say beads?
Oh yeah, pearls or whatever.
How would you use that? I'm wearing what?
A set of beads. A
set of beads, okay. These are things that men might use to hold up their pants and go over their shoulders.
Suspenders?
Any other words?
Have
you ever heard braces or galluses?
Mm-mm.
Okay. Something that you would hold over your head when it rains.
Umbrella.
Okay. And on a bed, the last thing that goes on it when you're making it up.
A spread.
Okay. And you rest your head on a
pillow.
Okay. You ever heard of anything that was bigger than a pillow, but you might find on a bed, either for looks or actually for sleeping on?
Can't think of it.
You ever heard of a bolster?
No.
Okay, this expression, if it's a particularly long pillow, you might say it doesn't just go part way across the bed, it goes
all the way.
Okay. What about something that's very heavy that you might put over a bed in the wintertime?
A quilt.
Okay. And this is something that you might make up on the floor for a child.
Pallet.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, this adjective. Getting back to farmland, a farmer might say, well, we ought to get a good crop this year because the soil is very
fertile.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Talking about the land, have you ever heard a term used for land that's low-lying land, good land, that might have had water on it one time?
Mm-mm.
Are you familiar with bottom land?
Yeah, I've heard it, but I didn't know what it referred to.
Okay, and the phrase is?
Bottom land.